I asked you about your grandparents' schooling. Mm. Do you remember anything about that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you know about any other older relatives' schooling at all?
On my father's side, two of his nieces finished college.
You know which college? And what year those were?
No, I don't.
How many years did you yourself go to school? How many grades did you complete?
I completed 8.
Went from 1st through 8.
Maybe C three.
Then you didn't graduate from school, from high school. Or did you graduate from 8th grade?
I graduated, but in that time, see, the cut of shoe, they wouldn't give you no
diploma.
No food. No.
Right. So you went through 8 years of school then. Mm-hmm. And where were those 8 years of school? Which schools did you go to?
Only one. I was at South Union College.
The same one, South Union College School. And what were your options? I mean, what were you able to do then when you finished school? What was your first job?
Line of mule.
So you did farming like your father?
Line of mule. Mm-hmm.
Was there any person in your family to attend college?
My baby sister finished.
Where did she go? Oh, first tell me the name of your baby sister.
Lunetta.
Lunetta. Mm-hmm. And where did she go to college?
Seneca Junior College.
Did she graduate from there?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me anything you remember about Seneca Junior College?
No, I can't.
Do you know what year this was that she graduated from it?
I sure can't.
Well, she was born, what, 1911?
Yes, ma'am.
And if she graduated at the age of 18, be about 1929 then, right? If we're doing our years right.
Must have been somewhere along there.
Did she go on to any further education after that? Besides Seneca Junior College?
No.
What did she do as a job then? Or did she take a job?
I just can't remember because she left here and went to Greenville. And she done domestic work over there.
Ministry work? She was
domestic
work. She was a domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Did your family have many books at home?
Yeah.
And what kind of books did you have?
I can't hardly tell you.
Were there any newspapers or magazines in the home?
Oh, yeah.
And a particular newspaper? Any particular magazine?
At the time that we were taking the paper, it was the Kiwi Courier.
Was this a daily paper or a weekly paper?
Weekly.
I want to ask you about your sister again. I just thought of it. When your sister graduated, was your family real proud of her and excited? Was this a big moment in your family's life?
Yeah, they were excited about it. Mm-hmm.
Was it graduating from there like graduating from high school rather than college? It was called Seneca Junior College, but was it the equivalent of a high school graduation, would you say? Or was it, did you all consider it a college education?
He was considered then as a college education.
Was considered as a college education. Did your teachers ever talk about black history when you were in school? Did you feel that there wasn't a history about colored people then?
I can't remember much.
Did they ever talk about a famous colored person, a man or a woman, Booker T. Washington or any of those other people?
I can't remember what said about him yet, but a long time.
How about, did they ever read to the class the works of black authors?
Not as I can remember now.
Right. Mm-hmm. How were the white schools different from the colored schools in your day?
I don't know.
You don't know if they were longer or had more teachers or?
Well, in other words, they had teachers according to the students.
You mean according to the color of the students?
No.
Or abilities or what?
See, the more students they had, well, the more teachers they recruited.
Oh, I see, for the number of students. Mm-hmm. So there were probably more teachers in the white school because there were probably more students.
That's right.
Oh, okay. What about when your parents were young? Were the white schools different from the colored students? Colored schools?
They were the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in your community when you were growing up? Was there any kind of educational group around?
Could you describe that in a little more detail?
Well, some kind of group that is formed to further education of any kind. You don't remember any?
No.
Okay. What kind of organizations did your older relatives belong to when you were young, such as fraternal or burial societies? Did they belong to any kind of a fraternal group, like a Masonic group or anything like that?
Not that I know of, but.
Did your mother or any of the women relatives belong to any sewing clubs or quilting clubs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any leaders of the community, colored leaders? Or even white leaders?
What capacity?
Any leadership group, any way of leading any of the colored people, like a minister or a teacher or anyone who was outstanding in your group that led you all in any way?
Well, I had two first cousins on my father's side. It was teachers.
You know where they taught?
Well, different places. Now, they all begin teaching that we call South Union Colored.
They were teachers at South Union Colored.
Right.
How many of your family were teachers at South Union Colored?
Well, two cousins on my father's side, and I had two aunts and uncle, and so.
Do you know of any of your members of your family who voted in the 19th century?
No, I don't.
How about, did they ever talk about voting? Wanting to vote or
liking to
vote? Do you have any idea who the first member of your family was to vote?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? Did anyone mention a grandparent, a great-grandparent that was free?
I used to hear my grandfather talk about on my mother's side, but I can't tell what year and all about. He was a slave.
He was a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Once the war was over, was there any difference that you know of between colored people who had been slaves and those who were free persons of color before the war?
No, I don't.
Did your older relatives ever talk to you about the way white people treated colored people?
Yeah, I had heard some talk about it.
Was it upsetting stories or anything in particular that they said that you remember?
I can't remember anything in particular.
Did they ever warn you about white people? Teach you, tell you to be careful around white people?
No.
Do you remember about any lynchings when you were growing up?
Well, I can remember one in my lifetime.
Do you have any idea what year it was and who was lynched and why?
I was trying to think of his name, but he was a Green at Walhalla back then.
He was a Green in Walhalla. Okay. Well, if you think of it more, just tell me. How were colored people treated by the law when you were young? Or when your parents were young? Were they treated by the law any differently than the white people were?
Well, no, I can't say it any different, because for myself, I never was mixed up with the law.
Law-abiding citizen.
I never was arrested.
How did married couples in your family treat each other? Was there one person who was the boss, or would you say the relationship was equal? Was the father the strong one in the family, or the mother?
Well, all of the family I can give an account of is my own. My father, I reckon, was the boss.
Your family was head of the household. Your father was head of the household. Okay. Was this a comfortable relationship with your mother? I mean, did she like it that way?
Well, yes, I don't know. What did I know?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any older relatives ever talking about colored women who had relationships with white men? Or what kind of relationships that they were? Was there ever any gossip about that among your family?
Well, only thing that I can remember hearing them talk about that in slavery time, the black men was always out and working,
mm-hmm.
and the black women was in the house, and they said the white men were with them.
I see. This is what you heard.
That's what I figured out, but it wasn't in my day.
When you were growing up, did colored people treat mulattoes any differently from other colored people? Mixed blood. If you knew who a mulatto was, did they treat them any differently? Were you aware of any people who passed for white in your community?
No.
How about Indians? Did you know of any Indians or how they anybody of Indian blood was treated? Or how they treated you?
No, not my grandmother. My mother's mother, they said she had any, she was part Indian.
Hmm. Where, when you were young, how often did you go to places like Greenville or Anderson?
Not very often.
When you did go, what would be the reason for a trip like that?
I can't recall now.
Would you go by buggy?
No, I never did go by buggy.
How did you go when you went?
In a car.
In a car. So this would be a little bit later then.
That's right.
But when you were really young, you don't remember going at all.
That's right.
What opportunities for colored people were available there that were not found in Seneca or Pendleton? Were there any things they could do in Greenville and Anderson better than they could do here?
Well, the only thing that I can recall is that they were just a little larger place and had more for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
More places for them.
More places.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any of the places that they went to? Okay. Were there any celebrations that you remember that were held in your communities? Any parades or holidays that were important times for you when you were little? Did you have a favorite holiday?
4th of July, we'd always give a country picnic and ball games, stuff like that.
What would you eat at the country picnic?
Well, they'd have fish and stuff like that.
Fish?
Mm-hmm.
How'd they fix the fish?
Fried.
Fried?
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring picnic lunches, that kind of thing, or did they cook there?
No, it was cooked there. And mostly it was sold. They just sold it.
Oh, it was sold to you?
Mm-hmm.
What about bands? Were there any bands playing or parades?
No.
Just mostly eating and games?
Yeah, ball games.
Ball games like baseball. And softball?
Mm-hmm.
How did your family celebrate Christmas? Any special way?
No special way, only they just had a change of gear from Christmas dinner.
So you did have a Santa Claus?
Yeah.
What did Santa Claus bring you?
God, I don't know. Then toys, which one they were.
Do you bring you toys and fruit mostly? Or?
Toys and fruit.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember Christmas as being more religious then? Did you go to church more on Christmas?
No. Not in my childhood days, but after we got grown, we used to have service at our church on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
On Christmas.
Did your family celebrate birthdays and anniversaries?
No, not in no big way.
Not in a big, did you exchange gifts at all?
No.
You didn't, okay. If you did give gifts to each other, were there any particular kinds of gifts that your family members gave that you remember? Do you remember a special gift you received?
I don't remember.
What were your mother's most prized possessions? So did she have any prized possessions?
I can't remember.
Your father have any?
Such as what?
Well, anything, a hunting gun or a hat or a watch or anything he might have liked.
Well, one thing, he did like to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great hunter.
He was a good hunter. Where did he hunt?
All back on Tugalo River.
What did he hunt? What kinds of animals? What did he bring home?
Mostly rabbits, squirrels.
Were these for eating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he go often?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He went pretty often.
Daily, weekly, or?
Well, he didn't go daily, but, you know, it was a week or days.
Did you ever go with him? Was this something you ever did?
I went one time.
You remember it especially? Did you like hunting?
Not after that day, I didn't.
What happened that day?
There was snow on the ground. I liked the froze to death, and I liked the pace to death.
You liked the what to death?
Liked the pace to death.
Perished to death?
No. Because it stayed all day.
It was all day and all very cold.
Very cold.
Did you shoot anything?
I was just alone.
How old were you?
I don't know exactly how old I was. I wasn't old enough to handle a gun.
You were, so you like maybe under 10?
I might have been around 10 or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What adult did you admire most when you were little? Did you have an adult that you really admired, that you looked up to? Your own father or your own mother or a preacher, teacher?
Well, I don't know why I can say I had that particular one, but I was taught to respect and honor all old people.
That was just part of your learning as a child. Do you remember an adult that you liked most? Not that you admired so much, but did you just like being around?
Well, nothing that I can say, because...
Was life harder with adults then? Were they strict? Is that why you can't think of anyone you... Were they firmer with you, or...?
Yes, they was firm. If I visit some more of my friends my age, go to their house, I got unruly, their parents would give me a whooping right there.
If you misbehave, right away.
If I misbehave. And then if it got back to my parents, I got another one.
You got whipping both times.
I got whipping both times.
Did they show much affection or love? How did they demonstrate love, or did you feel that you got much?
Well, I think it was, they were showing love.
You feel the discipline was showing love?
Yeah, they were showing love. Because if we had more of it today, I think time and children would be better.
I see. And do you have a happy childhood memory? Just told me about an unhappy one going hunting. What was something real happy that happened to you?
Well, for the rest of the life,
you really feel you had a happy life. Do you have one moment you really remember, something special that happened to you that you could share with us?
No.
When you were real little, or?
No, I know.
No, okay. How did you feel about being colored when you were little? Or did you have any feelings about it?
Well, I just had to accept life as it was. I couldn't change it. So I just had to accept it like it was.
Did you have any particular feelings about whites?
No.
If you could have changed one thing about your life, what would it be?
That's a hard question to answer, because I can say that I've been very, very well pleased with my life.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I've been very well pleased.
Mr. Harbin, you had a younger sister, Lunetta. You told me died in 1947. Could you tell me about that?
Well, her and her husband went to Myrtle Beach with his people that he worked for. And they had finished supper and were washing dishes. And he said she died, suddenly died in his arms.
And what did he do for a living, you said?
He was a chauffeur and butler.
And how long did he do that?
Done it up until... He was still at it when he died.
And where did he do this?
In Greenville.
And he did this in Greenville.
Yeah.
And do you know the name of the family that he worked for? That's all right.